The lady who's sitting here in the front row, her name is Mira Kelly. And guess where she's from? The land of Bulgaria. Was born there when she was 18 years of age. She decided to leave her mom and her sister and her father and come to America. Spoke almost no English, just broken, very broken English. Got entered at a university in Connecticut, Bridgeport. Went from there to NYU. Graduated from there. Taught herself English. Went to Syracuse University, their law school. Finished her law training. Passed the New York bar the first time that she took it. Practiced corporate law for 6 years. And she had written me a letter, also from the land of Bulgaria, telling me that she had something to offer me in the way of healing, in the way of a past life regression. And now I get letters from weirdos all over the world. And I mean weirdos in the nicest way, in the not judgmental way. And she, in this beautiful letter that she wrote, she somehow found my address, which I didn't think was easy to do, and it isn't. And this letter came and it sat on my desk and I just couldn't file it with all of the other letters that I get, which is impossible for me to answer because they number in the thousands. But the letter was always there, and I just, the reading of it, the wording of it, whatever it was, and she wanted to come to Maui from New York. This was a corporate lawyer who was very, very successful, doing very, very well, and said that she would pay her own expenses and she would come here. It was important because she felt that I was someone whose demise would be something that was not in harmony with what God's plan was, and that she just wanted to do this for me and was willing to pay for it herself. I got on the phone with her. I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. And then she said, just give me the date. And give me the time. And then so that was, I don't know, February, was it? Or was it February? In February, I said, well, I'm going to be here the week of April the 15th. And that week, I'm not traveling, and I have to travel after that. And she said, I'll be there. Tell me what day. I said, well, I was just trying to be nice, but not. I said, well, it's that week. She said, all right, I'll be there that week. And that week arrived, that Monday morning arrived, and she called. And I goes, oh, no, now I got to do this. Oh. My daughter was there. Serena was still there with me. And I said, I was trying to talk her out of it, but she had flown all the way from New York at her own expense to do this for me, just out of the goodness of her heart. Her letter was so beautifully written. And I said, well, the only time I have is like Thursday at maybe 10 o'clock. I could give you maybe an hour at the most. She said, I'll be there. I said, well, do you need instructions? She said, no, I'll find it. And 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, she knocked on the door. And she came and did a past life regression with me that changed everything in my life. She brought Anita Moorjani to me. She found that information on the internet, gave it to me. Anita was now in my life. John of God experience was happening at exactly the same moment. It's a week later, I believe. So this is a week before. So she came in. Serena immediately liked her. And I liked her because she looked awful good. And she just sounded so smart. And she took me over to my office, and we set up the whole thing. She recorded it and did this past life regression, which is not really a past life at all. It's a parallel life. And in the process, I reproduced a big part of that at the end, very end chapters of Wishes Fulfilled. And I went back, and what happened is I became this being. And I became this old man. I went through this various lifetime things that was so real. I mean, I've had two or three of these past life regressions. Brian Weiss is a very good friend of mine. We've appeared on programs, Many Lives, Many Masters. I love the man. She had studied with him and has now gone way beyond him. And She teaches past life regression and does it from a point of view of it's more than just healing. It's a way to really connect with the highest self that you are and what your mission and dharma are, and you can find it. So I did this whole thing. When I came out of it, it was 3 hours. And when I come out of it, I had been in this trance, and I had the most amazing feeling of love that it transcended even what I'm speaking about with John of God the following week. And then we got to talking, and I saw this picture of Peter Dunoff, and that is exactly, I looked at that picture and I just almost collapsed, because that's exactly who I was in that cave called the Cave of Lights, which is what the magic presence is all about, living in this place, this cave of light, the light. And I kept saying during the past life regression in this trance that I was in with her that the light is so bright. It's just so bright. It's just blinding. I can't. It actually blinded. It hurts so much. And I was trying to convince my son, who was a man in his 50s or 60s or something, that he had to step into this light and get the revenge and the hatred out of him and so on. And that picture, this why I want to show you this picture again. This picture and all of the pictures in here, every time I look at this, I realize that's who I was. That, and he, his life overlaps mine by 4 years. So it can't be a past life, can it? It's a parallel life. And it's what I talked about when I opened here yesterday. When your attention goes to a place of higher awareness, that whoever it is that you are placing your attention on, the great spirit that they are, will become you, and you will become it. So Mira went back to New York, practicing law, very successful, doing very well, and decided to leave her practice, because when she was a little girl in Bulgaria, in a communist country, she was had a knowing. And rather than me tell you about it, because if you ever get a chance to do a session with this woman, it was so incredibly life-changing for me. What that experience was like, if there's ever anything in you that you feel you really want to get in touch with, this is what she's going to do. She is writing a book for Hay House on past life regression. And I thought, and she doesn't even know I'm going to do this, I would ask her to just come up and just tell you a little bit about how she got involved in this as a young girl and what it is that she does and why she wrote to me. And her name is Mira Paslieva.
Hello, Kelly. Everyone. I had my very first regression when I was 13 years old. I actually regressed myself, and it was a very vivid and very powerful experience, the type of experience you cannot deny and tell that it's something that you imagined. And I really was very fortunate to discover what I'm passionate about and what I love doing and what I'm looking to do with myself very early in life. And when I wrote to Wayne, I was looking to offer to him this type of healing. Because during the regressions that I do with people, I allow them to connect to their higher self. I guide them into that place where they really are able to transform and transcend where they are, and where real physical healing could take place. So that's what I was thinking when I wrote to him. I was thinking maybe a healing could take place for him. And I guess it was part of a perfect storm for him. So that's what I do, and I'm very grateful you allowed me to share with everyone how much I love doing what I do.
Tell them, Mira, you went back to New York, and you no longer, you decided that practicing law, after all that you went through to get a law degree and learning the language and so on, that it wasn't something that you were going to do. What was the pull? What was it that that made you say it's And no longer, were you like feeling like you were living in...
Well,
not
it was
a lie,
really very simple. It was just a knowing that I can no longer deny myself. What I felt within me was the true me. And it was very clear for me for a very long time who I am. It's not like I needed to discover that. It just became very clear to me that I can no longer deny it. And having the experience with Wayne gave me the courage, you know, gave me that moment of, you know what, this is me. This is me, and I have to follow who I am. So those 6 years of practicing law were me getting ready to that moment in which I was going to say, I'm going to be supported for what I do. And I believe in myself so much so that I can make that step. So in the moment that I decided I was no longer going to practice law, it was very easy. It was very easy to be myself and to trust in my divine nature.
Tell them, you've told me that you actually were crying while this session was going on. Tell them what you were feeling, because I can tell them what I was feeling in those 3 hours. But you said you sensed something that really, really profoundly touched you. What was that?
In Wayne's regression, he experienced this divine presence that we've been talking here about. He experienced knowing God viscerally deep within himself and being that light. And it was so moving for me to hear you say those things. And while he was crying, sure enough, I was crying. And it was just... it was just really very moving and incredible to hear you say those things.
The connection to Peter Dunoff and all of his teachings, which I'm going to share with you now before we go to lunch, do you think that was that he literally came there? I mean, you've heard me talk about the St. Francis and the Lao Tzu. This would be my third time that someone of great spiritual magnitude somehow showed up in my life during that regression. The fact that he's probably the greatest citizen from your country, he's certainly the most revered, wouldn't you say?
I really agree, yes. I really agree with you with what you said, that once you place your attention on something, you become that consciousness. Because that's really what the process of regression is. People go within, and through going within, they shut off their senses, the sight, the sound, the touch, and they really focus within. And by focusing within, the person is able to connect with that other life that they're meant to experience. So I really believe in the experiences you were sharing about these three powerful teachers, and really through the connecting with that consciousness is how we experience those past lives. And they're not really past lives; they're really simultaneously existing right now. And that's a whole another story that we would love to share with you, but maybe some other time. So really, in this moment, there's a new out there who has done all these great things you're claiming for yourself right now with your I Ams. So it's really very easy for you to know within yourself that you can just connect that with that consciousness and become it and be it and know that that's you, that's real. So you can just trust it.
So all of these dreams that people have are, we talk about doubles, these are... that you really meet when you go into this exalted state of consciousness, you really meet that part of you that wishes that you were something other than what you are?
There is a question there. Ask me the question.
Well, the question is, someone has a dream about what they would like to become, and it's a thought. And so it becomes something that becomes like a future dream. But that dream and the existence of that dream is really something that you can connect to this.
Absolutely, that you already are, because in this moment there already is the you who has done all these things that you consider the past and the you who is going to do all those things of the future. So through going to sleep and doing your I Ams, you're really connecting with that place. And when you fall asleep, you allow for that work to be done, for you to really awaken in a new place, just like Miguel was telling us, and be in a new and perfect place of health and prosperity and anything that you desire.
So there are people in this room with cancer. There are people in this room with various forms of diseases and so on. Is this kind of work something that they could come into contact with that being that is already perfect health?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what Wayne and I have been saying to each other, and I want to share with you, is that this is not really a matter of you healing. It's a matter of you knowing that you already healed. Because if you think, I am healing, I need to go through a process of healing, there's really a process that you're creating for yourself. But there's also the possibility of you instantly being that person and living from that place. And I want to assure you, it will be so, because the realm of all possibility exists. It's really a matter of which, how your beliefs will direct you towards that reality.
And when you're in that state, that like, what's the purpose of the trance? What's the purpose of going into this? It's almost like a hypnotic state. Do you need to go into that state in order to connect to that?
The purpose of a hypnotic state, it really is something really very simple that you can use for yourself, because first let me tell you that the hypnotic state is something that you yourself do a few times a day when you watch TV, when you wash the dishes. For example, it happens to me when I wash dishes or when I drive and take all these left turns without consciously being aware that I've done it. You just slip and operate on a different level and your mind is elsewhere. And really in that state, what happens is you very easily dispose of belief. You very easily allow yourself to switch from being in one place to another. So change is very easy. Change is really the only constant. So if you allow yourself to just relax and put yourself in such a hypnotic state, you can very easily start saying your new I ams and shift your beliefs around what you're looking to change.
Is there a website that, can you give that to them?
Let me tell you my website. My name is Mira Kelly, so it's mirakelly.com.
It's Kelly spelled...
MiraKelley.com. And you can contact me through my website.
Yeah, if you'd like to have that experience, it's... Well, you can see what it's done for me. Thank you.